Hello and Happy New Year. I'm Bishop Mark Brennan of the Wheeling Charleston Diocese, your brother in Christ. I'd like to share a few thoughts with you as we embark together on a new year and a new decade in the 21st century. Only 4 months ago, I was installed as your bishop. These months have been immensely fulfilling for me as I have traversed this beautiful state of West Virginia to get to know you, listen to you, and celebrate the faith that unites us as Catholic Christians. In my travels, I've enjoyed the hospitality of the good people of Holy Trinity Parish in Nitro, St. Peter Claver Parish in Huntington, and the Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart in Charleston. I found my way to the little community of St. Mary, Queen of Heaven, in Madison, to the growing community of St. Bernadette in Hedgesville, and to St. James in Charlestown, where I celebrated Masses in both English and Spanish. I enjoyed my time with the people of St. Francis de Sales in Beckley, St. Peter's in Welsh, and St. Peter's in Fairmont, as well as St. Sebastian in Kingwood, St. Margaret Mary in Parkersburg, and St. Mary's in Petersburg, Little Christ Our Hope Mission in Harrisville, and St. Vincent de Paul in Wheeling, St. Anthony's in Follinsby. All told, I've been to about 55 parishes and missions since late August. I've also enjoyed visiting our Catholic school children at St. Francis of Assisi and St. Albans, Our Lady of Peace in Wheeling, and Parkersburg Catholic High School, among others, and have visited some religious education students on Sundays. I've had great discussions with students at Wheeling University, at the Newman Centers at Marshall University and West Liberty University. I've seen good work being done by our Catholic Charities personnel and volunteers serving meals at the Neighborhood Center in Wheeling, helping adults prepare for their high school equivalency exams at the Huntington office, and giving out food and clothing to those who need them in Webster Springs. I can't help but be reminded of the classic Johnny Cash hit, "I've been everywhere," but I haven't. So I look forward in coming months to visiting more places where Catholics worship, study, and serve. From New Cumberland to Bluefield, I've experienced the vibrant faith of our people and seen the great difference our many Catholic ministries make for Catholics and non-Catholics alike, helping so many people, including those suffering from the opioid epidemic that ravages our state. I've also heard your frustration, disappointment, and anger over the serious offenses of the former bishop, which have been widely reported in the news media. While I do not intend to use this moment to dwell on this tragic episode in our diocese life, I do want to assure you that I am in ongoing communication with former Bishop Bransfield with the goal of having him accept the plan I submitted to him for fulfilling Pope Francis' directive that he make some personal amends for some of the harm he caused during his time here. Beyond that, I pray that we can begin to turn the page on this sad chapter in our history and open a new, more hopeful chapter that more truly reflects our strong, beautiful Catholic faith, so that as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, we can meet the challenges we face in our common life and in sharing our faith with others. In the meantime, I want you to know of my firm commitment to work with you, my fellow Catholics, to bring about a new era of accountability and trust. We need each other to witness to our faith in Christ to the people of this state and to strengthen the impact of our service to them in Christ's name. For that to happen, we have to speak candidly and listen intently, loving one another as Christ loves us, constantly and sincerely. I hope you have enjoyed a blessed and peaceful Christmas and that it has given you time to reflect and cherish the things that matter most, family and friends, and the assurance through faith that God is truly with us. I pray often for you and your needs and those of the diocese. Please keep me in your prayers as I continue my service to you. May the days, weeks, and months ahead give ample evidence of the renewal of mind, spirit, and faith that comes to us from the abiding grace and love of God. A happy, healthy, and holy New Year to you all.